神的宝贝们，早上神同在，谢谢你这个早上陪我一起零的人生事实 2.0。 接下来的早上，我们一起亲近神，默想神，贴近神，聆听他的心跳。我是以诺，你的朋友，带到事实找灵修。我们会使用神的带导者系列的精简灵修版，好让我们在过去一年所学的可以扎根扎实的深入我们的生命，真实的活生生的活在我们的生活。带到事实找灵修，我们今天已经来到了第二十课。今天第二十课要跟大家分享的是军装役武装奥秘，这个武装非常非常奥秘。那么呢，我今天指出了四个点，这个武装的奥秘。第一点呢，这个武装就好像我昨天跟大家分享的，它绝对是带着一个什么呢，带着我们的灵魂体的防御，也正是保罗跟我们讲的信望爱也包含在里面。我觉得这是何等何等的奇妙，原来神的话都是贯穿的，原来神的话都是贯通的。哥林多前书13:13说，如今长存的有信，有望，有爱。原来这三个所讲的其实就是防御装备。其实保罗老早就知道我们即将会面对很多苦难、难处、挑战、磨难，他已经是在信望爱，已经是有这样的一个启示我们，我们要拿起这个盾牌，我们要穿上头盔，我们要穿上我们的胸牌，好叫我们可以抵挡着这个从眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、精神的骄傲，也抵挡着我们灵来的、魂来的、肉体来的攻击。阿们。那么接下来今天我更重要的要跟大家分享的时候，是讲到说我们信仰站稳的奥秘跟秘诀是什么呢。那圣经里面呢，其实在我们之前读的那段经文哈，在我们进到全副军装读的时候，这里就有讲到好几个点哈，说讲到说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计啊。然后呢就讲到说所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立哈。所以我们在第14说什么呢？所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心罩遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走的鞋子穿在脚上。所以呢，这里呢，他就告诉我们说呢，其实呢，我们想站立得住，并不是讲你去攻击哈，也并不是讲说你来到去有多强大，只是要站立得住，我们就需要有三个装备了。我们需要有鞋子，我们需要有腰带，我们需要有护心罩啊，需要有三个。那为什么这三个呢？很明显在这里就讲到的，就是我们这个走进信徒、走进门徒的过程的一个必要。信徒你要站稳，你一定要有三样东西。第一呢，就是圣经，要有圣经在你的生命里面，整装待发神的话 Logos 当腰带。那么呢，信徒你一定要什么呢？你一定要穿上宝血成就的义当胸牌，保护良心啊，那才知道你我们才知道我们的身份，我们跟神爱的关系。那第三呢，就是什么呢？就是平安的福音当鞋子啊，是什么呢？是教会。所以也就是说呢，要站稳，一个人要站稳，先决条件就是要三样东西：神的话，然后什么呢？ 然后呢跟神的这种关系、知道我们是义人，这里离不开神的灵，接下来什么神的教会，就是神的同在。所以如果我们要站稳的话，我们一定离不开神的话、神的灵跟神的同在。所以呢我觉得有时候真的不要讲到多伟大去砍仇敌杀仇敌，但是呢有时候真的只是回到这样的神的话、神的灵跟神的同在，有时候我们就未必做得到了。所以我盼望大家呢真的在还没有去打战之前，先好好的装备神的话，装备神的灵，装备被神的同在访问，那会对我们更加有意思。那么接下来呢我们也看到呢另外一个奥秘呢，是军装呢只有一个弓械，只有一个弓箭的工具，而这个弓箭的工具呢是取决于我们跟神的关系的连接有多少。你觉得有意思吗？所以也就是说到最后呢，神并没有太要我们去砍砍杀杀，这是符合神的话，是在圣经里面，圣经里面我们没有看到耶稣整天去砍去杀去钉去什么。有时候我们去做这些有时候真的要监察我们的动机，你为什么要去砍砍杀杀，为什么你要钉那个钉那个钉那个一大堆，真的是为了神吗？或者是为了你要到去炫耀自己一下，或者证明自己一下，或者去糊弄忽悠捆绑别人一下，我不知道，只有神知道。所以呢弓箭只有一个，这个弓箭还是取决于跟神的关系，因为他讲到是灵的宝剑。那灵的宝剑是什么呢？就是 Rhema 神的道，对吧？那么 Rhema 神的道也就是说不是你想要怎样，而是神要怎样，你说呢？那么接下来呢最后一点我觉得也是很有意思的，你发觉吗？这个全副的武装哈，是背后是没有护甲的，背后是没有保护的。所以呢我们可见得呢，原来神已经准备了这条路，我们是没有回头路的，我们只有往前一直走，往前一直一直冲。你可以冲，或者是你可以走，或者你累了你慢点走，但是你没有办法回头。只要你回头的时候，箭就会射到你，因为它在背后里是没有保护的。当然可见得我们在这个祭司哈，祭司的这个胸牌啊，这个的胸牌上，我们就看得很清楚，以弗得的背心呢，背后呢是没有这个没有得遮住的哈。所以呢，我们知道神不要我们走回头路，神要我们继续往前。所以我也真的感觉了哈，走在这个信仰的道路上呢，真的，当你信了耶稣过后，你会被他各样的美好吸引。那过后呢，当神要来到对付我们生命的各样的老我、老亚当跟各样的情欲的时候，我们会很不愿意，我们想逃跑，我们想躲闪，我们想离开，我们不想去被肉体的对付，我们就想要走了。但是我告诉你，基督这条路没有回头路，没有得回转，只有继续往前。当你越继续往前，你生命越多东西得到自由的时候，你就真的开始会很感恩你当时没有放弃，你当时没有放手。但是这也是唯一一条路让我们真实得到自由。我过去的时候呢，有上很多很多这些课程，基督教的课程、医治释放的课程也上的不少，还有很多很多不同的课程，我们一直都在上很多不同的课程。但是我发觉到呢，不管那个课程讲到自由有多好有多好，但是我从来没有经历过自由，我根本不知道什么叫自由。直到我一天真正得到自由了，我才真的明白什么叫自由。所以呢，我会告诉你，这条路不要放弃，持续的走。你一直往前走的时候，直到一天你真的得到自由的时候，你就明白自由得到的果效。自由真的需要很多肉体的对付，自由真的很需要我们很多这种私欲、情欲、老亚当的这种的 压榨，还有那种的磨掉，真的就像泥土一样，神要不断的搓我们、挤我们、压我们、晒我们、掉我们，然后呢淹我们、烧我们、焚我们，然后呢熏我们，到我们的肉体完全死的时候，或者一部分死也好，那么呢我们就真正能渐进的经历到他的自由。我走过这条路，当然我这条路还很长，我会继续加油，但是呢我会讲的东西就是我真的曾经经历过这份的自由，这份好几份的自由临到我的身上，我明白什么叫捆绑离开。我不是讲那种魔鬼的捆绑，我是讲一些可能个性上、性格上，或者一些你潜意识都不会发觉的东西得到自由，你就知道什么叫爽。今天给大家预备的一首歌叫《我已经决定》，这条路永远没有回头路。祝福大家，我是以诺，你的朋友。
神吩咐下面这些话说：
我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可以仿照天上、地上和地底下、水中任何形象造像，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代；爱我、守我诫命的， 我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六天要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七天是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一天，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六天之内，耶和华造天、地、海和其中的万物，第七天便安息。所以耶和华赐福给安息日，定为圣日。当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上能够长久。不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证陷害人，不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。众百姓见雷轰、闪电、脚声、山上冒烟，就都发抖，远远的站立，对摩西说：求你和我们说话，我们必定听，不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。
摩西对百姓说：不要惧怕，因为神降临是要考验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不至于犯罪。于是百姓远远的站立，摩西就挨近神所在的幽暗之中。耶和华对摩西说：你要像以色列人这样说，你们自己看见我从天上和你们说话了。你们不可做什么神像跟我相配，不可为自己做金银的神像。你要为我筑土坛，在上面以牛羊献为燔祭和平安祭。凡记下我名的地方，我必到那里赐福给你。你若为我筑一座石坛，不可用凿成的石头，因你在上头移动家具，就把坛污秽了。你上我的坛，不可用台阶，免得露出你的下体来。
感谢耶稣，感谢圣灵，感谢亲爱的爸爸。我相信这个早上我们有一段非常棒的时间来到思想，来到默想神的话语，神的带导者，还有出埃及记。那么接下来呢，我们会花另外的30分钟来到灵祷告。当然有些弟兄姐妹有感动的也可以悟性祷告，我们会用15分钟的时间来到灵祷告，为每一位参与这一次灵的人生40.0的肢体们来祷告，好叫每一位都能坚持持守到最后40天。还有接下来的最后的15分钟，我们会继续用灵祷告来为我们的教会，为我们的家人来到祷告，来到代求。我们一起努力，我们一起加油，我们一起开口灵祷告。
Today we're praying warfare prayers. I'm taking from prayers that rap demon. Basically, we're going to submit our minds and our vocal cords to the Holy Spirit and say, you know what, just put whatever words you want me to declare into my mouth. I have the prayer before me right now, and you should have it at the bottom of this video. However, if for any reason you're not sure what I am declaring, you can always check the additional text that I have provided for this prayer. And so we will begin. And before we start, I'd like for us to just go ahead and pray in the Spirit. For we know not what to pray, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmity. And like Paul said, I thank God that I speak tongues. I speak in other tongues more than all of you. You can literally bring your mind to subjection when you speak in tongues, because the Holy Spirit begins to help you, you know, cast down those vain imaginations, and then you begin to focus and your spirit gains ascendancy. So we'll start that way. All right, let's go. Meka torebo shegederebo porobregebo porzagalomberededederebo shagado. And Father, right now as we begin to pray, we ask, Lord, that you fill our mouth with your word in the name of Jesus, and the words that we declare shall go and do that which they are sent to do. They shall not come back to us void in the mighty name of Jesus. Katorebo shagabo baleabo pererebo shagado rectorebo jererebo pererebo columbalea terebo regebo toshondorebo kalebo zegede kadom pererebo jagadom pererebo po shagado pesanto pekento ebo posanto pesontebo jagabo peso 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 palom pererebo katom peibo son belebo jagalo breton behibo posanta ezeton behelon behibo pale zibranga son belendo ebosta peko 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 man paleate. Hallelujah. Lord, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Lord, I am your end time warrior. Use me as your weapon against the enemy. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every vain thing, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven, and you have lost the war over my life. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. I do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfit them. Deliver me from my strong enemy, from them that are too strong for me. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. I am your battle axe and weapon of war. Therefore, I shall not be moved. You've given me the necks of my enemies. Yea, I will destroy them in the name of Jesus. I have the necks of my enemies. Their heads are under my feet. I am your anointed, and you give me great deliverance. I will beat them small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the streets. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. I will not turn until they are consumed. I have wounded them, and they are not able to rise. They have fallen under my feet. Yeah, they have fallen under my feet. And I tread upon the lion and the adam. I tread upon the serpents and the scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt me. I tread upon the young lion and dragon. I trample underfoot. I tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. I tread down the wicked. They are like ashes under my feet. I will arise and thresh and beat the enemy into pieces. I rebuke every wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest. I rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. I rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay. I close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into my life in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out every thief that will try to steal my finances in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out any spirit that will try to steal my joy in the name of Jesus. I bind and expose and cast out any demon that will try by stealth to come into my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse my temple. Purify me. Drive out any thief from my life. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy will try to bring into my life. I bind and cast out all familiar spirits that will try to operate in my life in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block my way in the name of Jesus. I remove all leaven of malice and wickedness from my life. I rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirit from my life in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. I break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, or sacrifice in the name of Jesus. I command all devils to leave my children in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any human devils in my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any children of the devil that will try to come into the church. Let every spirit hiding from me be exposed in the name of Jesus. Let every hidden snare from my feet be exposed in the name of Jesus. I stand against and rebuke every wile of the devil. I release myself from any snare of the devil. I will not come into the condemnation of the devil. Let no doctrine of the devil be established in my life. I nullify the power of any sacrifice made to devils in my city, region, or nation in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke Moloch and any spirit that has been assigned to abort my destiny. Give me strength to bring forth my destiny. I overcome every antichrist spirit because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I loose myself from every spirit of error in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me not operate in the wrong spirit. I loose myself from every spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus. Let me have a walk in an excellent spirit. I will take heed to my spirit at all times. I bind and cast out any spirit that will try to tear apart my life in any manner, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. Lord, stir up my spirit to do your will. I bind and cast out any demon of slumber. I bind and cast out all demons of fear and timidity in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all seducing spirits that will come my way in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke the angel of light in the name of Jesus. I reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus. I reject all false prophetic ministries in the name of Jesus. I reject all false teaching ministries in the name of Jesus. Expose all false brethren to me. I reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. I reject every false vision and every false prophetic word released into my life. I bind Satan the deceiver from releasing any deception into my life. I bind and cast out all serpents of self-deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out any spirit of sorcery that would deceive me in the name of Jesus. Lord, let no man deceive me. I bind and rebuke any bewitchment that would keep me from obeying the truth. I pray for utterance and boldness to make known the mystery of the gospel. Deliver me out of the hand of wicked and unreasonable men. Evil spirits, leave my life as I hear and speak the word of God. I rebuke, I steal, and I cast out the avenger. I bind and cast out any creeping spirit that would attempt to creep into my life. Let the hammer of the wicked be broken. Let the hand of the wicked be broken. Let the walls of the wicked fall down. I renounce all earthly, sensual, and demonic wisdom. I cast out all devils, and I will be perfected. Let every fear that will pursue my life be drowned in the sea. I rebuke every demonic being that would surround me in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out any spirit of Absalom that will try to steal my heart from God's ordained leadership. I will sleep well. I will not be kept awake by any spirit of restlessness or insomnia. I laugh at the enemy through the Holy Spirit. I cut the cords of the wicked from my life. Let every cord the enemy tries to put around my life be like burning flax. I break down every wall of Jericho. Lord, cleanse my life from secret fault. Lord, let your secret be upon my tabernacle. Lead me and guide me for your name's sake. Guide me continually. Guide me into all truth. Guide me with your eye. Guide my affairs with destruction. Guide me by the skillfulness of your hands. Lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Lead me and make your way straight before my very eyes. Make the crooked places straight, the rough places smooth. Send out your light and truth and let them lead me. Make darkness light before me and crooked things straight. Teach me to do your will. Lead me into the land of uprightness. I put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Clothe me with the garment of salvation. I put on the beautiful garments. I put on my beautiful garments. Let my garments always be white. Let me be clothed with humility. Cover me with the robe of righteousness. Let my clothes be full of your virtue. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Lord, give me wisdom in every area where I lack. In the mighty, most powerful, most gracious, power loaded, authority loaded name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank you, for we know that the words which we've declared, they are spirit and they are life, and they have gone forth and they are enforcing your word even now. Hallelujah. We thank you because they are enforcing your word, is being enforced even now in the name of Jesus. And Father Lord, we give you glory for that. We give you praise. We give you honor. We said thank you, Jesus. We said thank you. We said thank you. We said thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the for what you are doing right now, even now, even now, even now, for your spirit, the outpouring of your spirit, the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you. We give you glory. Be thou exalted, O God. Yes, we thank you. Yes, we thank you. We worship you. You are worthy. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
For the oil.
感谢耶稣，今天我们早上的代祷事实早灵修就到这里。祝你今天一整天拥有神的同在。